You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good morning, Dallas Cowboys fans. This is Tony Catalina of BloggingTheBoys.com. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tony_Catalina. And I'm proud to present to you your daily Cowboys Roundup for Wednesday, December 8th, 2021. Happy Wednesday, everybody. You know, it's hump day, middle of the week. Kind of rolling through kind of quick for me. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to, get over this week and get to a big division game against the Washington football team. I've seen a lot of, just from watching football, because I consume all of our Blogging the Boys content. I watch a lot of the national media, national TV shows, and, a lot of people understand the severity and how big this football game is for both teams. So, Washington's riding high a little bit. They're on their winning streak. The Cowboys are back on the right side of things with some injuries coming back around in our favor. And, it's a big football game, a big NFC East division rivalry here, and there's no love lost between the two. It's funny, I think if you listen to Washington football fans, I think this game might mean a little more to them on a personal level than our fan base, but that's okay. I mean, we've mentioned many times before, where everybody's Super Bowl every week, so, it's going to be a big game. It has a lot of importance, and, I'm excited to get to kickoff and everything like that. So before we get into that, let's kind of discuss the, Wednesday's biggest topic and points here. So let's get right into it a little bit. Dak Prescott, was nominated for the Cowboys 2021 Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award, the NFL's most prestigious award. He's the team's choice. I think it was an easy choice. Dak Prescott, beyond being a great football player, a great quarterback, he is a great man, a great leader, somebody who is a true role model, somebody that is definitely the right person to have as a face of a franchise, somebody that you want to your kids to grow up and kind of emulate how to do the right things, how to be a man, how to, all those things. So I'm a huge fan on a personal level of Dak Prescott, everything he's done for, the mental health side of things, and, just all the charities and things he's been a part of is near and dear to my heart personally. So this is a huge award, and I think he has a real good case to win it and be the league's Walter Payton Man of the Year, but he's definitely the Cowboys for sure. He actually gave a statement about it, and he said, quote, "I am extremely humbled and honored to be named the Dallas Cowboys Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year candidate, especially in the light of all the great things my teammates are doing in the community. I'm proud of the work that my Faith, Fight, Finish Foundation is doing to support those facing adversity and the programming being developed to help those individual families and communities find strength for a better future. If I can be the catalyst for better for conversations to be started or someone to seek help when they are feeling alone, I see that as a great purpose." I mean, it's perfectly said. You would expect nothing less from, somebody of that stature, that caliber. He's just a quality person, a quality football player, and he's just an easy person to root for. So that is big news. I just want to lead off on that because I think that is super awesome and super cool. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones was on his weekly hit with 105.3 The Fan on Tuesday, and he got to touch on a little bit of, the adjustments they have to make going forward, stating, "We have adjustments, but not significant adjustments to make. This is fine-tuning. Dramatic changes would be off base, be way off base." I mean, he's right. I think there are some things that this team can get back to the drawing board. We've talked about it on our roundtable. We've talked about it here on the roundup. Just the Cowboys are close to doing the things they should be doing, getting back to the way they should be playing, but it's going to come down to execution, play calling, just the little things, and kind of just getting back to, back to basics, almost, to say, they have a chance with all the health coming back, all these guys coming back to play, and, all this talent being around them. I think they can get a chance to get in a groove and kind of get to back to where they were early season. So there, you know, it's, I think Jerry's right on the money with that. Nothing drastic has to change. There's just little things to tune up, make adjustments, and that's just the ebbs and flows of a season. So you kind of expect that, and we're just in the middle of one of those right now. Jerry Jones touched on the offensive line play a little bit and declines to say whether Lyle Collins or Terrence Steele will start, although he did kind of hint to the fact he believes that, you know, Lyle Collins will be the starter. He did state, "We will use the fact we've got Collins at his best this year. We've got Steele. We use that as a way to help our running game. We will do that." So although he wouldn't fully commit to who is going to start at right tackle, I think the writing's on the wall a little bit that it'll be Lyle Collins, with Terrence Steele kind of spelling as like an additional tight end coming in. And, you know, they've gotten unique with the backup reserve offensive lineman on this team in different packages. So, you know, like I said, I've said it a few times now, I like what Terrence Steele has done. I think he's an asset to this team. Do I think he's the best option between him and Lyle Collins? I don't. So I think they get it right, have Lyle Collins start here moving forward. But having Terrence Steele on the team is definitely better than not. So I think they're going to find creative ways to kind of get a little more protection and kind of help Dak Prescott in the passing game and hopefully spring this running game a little bit as well. Jerry Jones wanted to touch on a little bit of Dak Prescott and his health, stating he is healthy. And, you know, he wanted to touch more so about the people talking about if he may be inaccurate, if there's something a little off on Dak Prescott lately. And he kind of wanted to touch on it may be that the receivers need to run a little bit better routes. Maybe there needs to be a little more cohesion between the wide receiver and the quarterback. And that just comes from a little bit of rust of having guys out and different scenarios than that. So he didn't really want to place the blame on the feet of Dak Prescott, saying, you know, you can't really say that it's him, you know, being injured or really being rusty for that matter. There's just a multitude of things, but he was quick to, you know, to defend the quarterback. And I think it's fair to look at Dak Prescott and say, like, is he making some mistakes, or is there some things that he can be better on? Of course. I think that's, you know, just how the season goes. I don't think any quarterback is above critique, right? I think every quarterback has plays they wish they got back. I think they had situations they could be better in. But for as a whole, if you watch that Saints game, and I watched it a few times now and gone back, he had some wildly impressive throws in that game. I think there's a couple situations they wanted back, but Jerry kind of touched on, it might just be, you know, cohesion and continuity a little bit, because I saw some impressive things from Dak that tells me a man that's a little dialed in there. And, you know, it's one of those things. We'll see how it kind of goes. I think as they get, you know, this should be another week where they have everybody back in the wide receiver room. So we'll see what happens. I'm expecting big things. And I think Jerry was kind of alluding to that a little bit as well. Touching on the running game, we just talked about the offensive line. We talked about the wide receivers and the quarterback. But let's get into a little bit what Jerry had to say about the running backs. He said the Cowboys have planned to give Tony Pollard more touches, frankly, ever since training camp. You know, Jones, he went on to say that's not necessarily because of Zeke. We just want him to have the ball more. You know, based on that, Pollard has seen his touches go up from, you know, last year he was 8.1 touches a game to this year, he's about 11.5, and I think that's a good number. I think if we can get Tony Pollard to about 12 to 15 touches a game, I think they would be in a good spot, especially with kind of Zeke in his knee. He's not 100%, and I definitely don't want to take Zeke out of the game, because he is an animal. You know, when he is right and he's going, even when he's not at 100%, I think Zeke can bring value to this team. So I'm not in the camp of let's see Zeke, let's have Tony Pollard do everything. I'm not buying that. I'm not subscribing to that way of thinking. So it's, you know, for me, getting Tony Pollard more involved is just another weapon with the football in his hand, right? You're going to use your playmakers to make plays. I think Ezekiel Elliott is going to be that tough lean on guys later in the game. They might just divvy up the way they distribute the ball a little more evenly than they have in the past. But I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing, healthy or not. If Zeke was 100%, I think I'd still want Tony Pollard to get some touches as well. That's just how it goes when you have a dynamic running back there. Pivoting away from Jerry Jones and his radio hit this week, we can kind of look at some of the fallen transactions the Cowboys made on Tuesday. It was the Cowboys activated from the reserve COVID list Terrence Steele. Blake Jarwin was as well. They restored him back to the reserve/injured list. So even though he is off the COVID list, he's still on the injured reserve list. Wide receiver TJ Vasher restored back to the reserve NFI list. And then Robert Foster himself was restored to the practice squad. So the guys are again healthier with some of the COVID stuff. And that actually went on to touch on to some of the the coaches that missed as well. With in addition to those players already announced, all of the Cowboys assistant coaches who are out with COVID, Joe Philbin, Jeff Blasco, Harold Nash, Kendall Smith, and Scott Tolzien are also back in the building. And it looks like from all indications that everything is going, that Mike McCarthy, head coach Mike McCarthy, should be back in the building on Thursday as well. So it looks like, you know, willing that nothing crazy happens in the next couple days, the Cowboys may have weathered that COVID storm, so to speak, and hopefully that's behind them. You know, they were a little more stricter about their guidelines and things that they were doing around the building, you know, traveling. So hopefully they can put that behind them and it won't affect the season any longer. But it's the world we live in right now, so you just hope for the best and make the best of every situation. And that is all for today, Wednesday, December 8th. Again, my name is Tony Catalina. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tony_Catalina. Please, if you don't mind following, leaving a review, subscribing, do all of those things that help us grow, you know, a little bit and give us more, allow us to give you more content. It's truly appreciated when you guys tune in and listen. It does not go without appreciation. And if you continue to tune in, we appreciate that so much. And, you know, that is all for today. And I hope everybody has a great day. Peace.
Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast-closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.